Praise the Lord tonight. What a glorious night in the house of the Lord to worship and pour out our hearts before the Lord. Message tonight, lay up treasure in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21. Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, some of us have lived longer than others, and we know how true these words are of our Lord. He said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Be careful. Moth and rust, thieves, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to lay up more treasure in heaven. Set my heart that way. Jesus said, if you lay up treasures on earth, moth and rust and thieves, depreciation, deterioration, breakdown, trouble, upkeep, repair and maintenance, insurance, interest on debt, loss. Jesus isn't condemning possessions. That would fight against other scriptures. He knows that we need a vehicle, a camel, a horse, a donkey. In his day, he knows we need provision, a shelter, a house, a place to live, supply for our lives. Peter had a house. Peter had a boat. Zebedee had a fishing business. He had gear and tackle and nets and boats and employees. Jesus had a carpenter's shop till he was 30 years of age, tools and wagons and all the stuff he needed. What Jesus is cautioning us against is excessive accumulation of things in this life that do not bring eternal reward, that do not go up into the heavens. And it's not only things, it's time, it's energy, things that we push down into the earth, but they don't gain anything in the heavenly realm. Jesus wants to advise us. He says, you can add all these things to you, but he said, I'm not advising it. I'm cautioning against it. Make sure you lay up treasure in heaven. Lay up treasure in heaven. Set your heart there. He said, if you lay up your treasure in heaven, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You mean my heart follows where I invest my time and my money and my energy? That's exactly what Jesus says. Your heart will follow your investment. And if we invest in heavenly things and set our hearts on the kingdom of God, on eternal things, the Bible says our heart will follow in behind that. And all of a sudden, we'll find that our heart is delighting in heavenly things. We're delighting in eternal realities. We're delighting in laying up treasure in heaven. And there is a protection on our life. We lay up treasure in heaven, there's a protection on our life. It keeps our life from being a wasted life, a fruitless life, an earthbound, an earth preoccupied life. Jesus said, lay up treasure in heaven. Lay up treasure in heaven. He said, there is no moths that can get it, no rust. There's no thieves. It'll go on into eternal life, and you will stand in the abundance and blessing of God in the eternal day. Lay up treasure in heaven. Well, how do we lay up treasure in heaven? Well, obviously, there's a number of things. We invest in the kingdom. We invest in prayer, in worship, in church, in the people of God. We invest in prayer. We invest in our giving. We put our service and our ministry to work for the kingdom of God and for the people of God. And that's how we invest. We're laying up treasure in heaven. Our view is to the heavenly account of our life. So a few things tonight. Number one, we turn into worship warriors. We turn into worship warriors. We're laying up treasure in heaven. We're gaining ground for the kingdom. Psalm 149, 6 to 9, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to bring down principalities and powers in our worship. We have a warfare spirit in our worship. We're gaining ground. We're worshiping with faith, with principle, with purpose in our lives, to execute on them the judgment, the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Every saint has the privilege. Every Christian has a privilege to gain ground for the kingdom, to push back enemy powers, to gain for the kingdom of God and gain for eternity, to lay up treasure. Micah 4:13 to 14. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, O people of God, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples. I will consecrate their gain to the Lord and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. The Bible says, as we dance on injustice, as we dance before the Lord, that militant aspect of our worship, there is a breaking down in the earth of principalities and powers. Things are broken. Sicknesses are broken. Strongholds are broken. And God says, I take your worship and I use it against the enemy. And out of it comes gain to the Lord of the whole earth. Out of it comes consecration to the Lord of the whole earth. That's one way we lay up treasure in heaven. We get involved as worship warriors. We turn into worship warriors as we were tonight once again, gaining ground for the kingdom, dancing on injustice, pressing forward the inheritance of the Lord. Number two, we turn into prayer warriors. Isaiah 62, 7 to 8, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, the church, a praise in the earth. Give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. What a scripture. We are those that are involved. The previous verse says that God has set remembrancers upon his kingdom, watchmen on the walls of the house of God. And we cry unto the Lord day and night that he will establish, that he will make his church a praise in the earth. This is one way we lay up treasure in heaven. Our prayers ascend on high, and they're effectual in spiritual realms. Galatians 4:19, the Apostle Paul said, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again. He says, there's a travail on my spirit. He says, there's a burden on my spirit. I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. When we travail, when we labor in prayer, the deep prayers of the Holy Spirit for souls and for his kingdom life to come. The Bible says when we travail like that, we birth people into the kingdom of God. That's laying up treasure in heaven. We're birthing something. We're birthing things in people. We're bringing the formation of Christ until Christ is formed in you. That labor and travail births people and strengthens them and brings them forth to the glory of God. What a beautiful way to lay up treasure in heaven through our prayers, through our travail. Matthew 9:38, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Hear our prayers, our labors in prayer bring forth servants and ministers and the proclamation of the gospel. We turn into prayer warriors. How do I lay up treasure in heaven? I turn my life into a worship warrior spirit. I turn my life into a prayer warrior spirit, gaining ground, breaking down principalities and powers, calling on the blessing of God and the promises of God upon his people and upon the people of earth. Travails for souls. Number three, we invest in finances through tithes, offerings, and alms. Jesus said, don't lay up treasure on earth. Your money, lay up treasure in heaven, where no moths or rust or thieves can destroy or break through. We begin, how do we invest in finances? How do we lay up treasure in heaven? We begin with the tithe, the tenth of our income to the Lord. We're sending it ahead. We're giving it to God. I have a beautiful quote here by Oswald Chambers. So concise and precise. Decades ago now, he was dealing with things in the kingdom. He said, beware of statements like this. There is no need nowadays to observe giving a tenth, either of money or time. We are in a new dispensation, and everything belongs to God. That, in practical application, is sentimental dust throwing. The giving of the tenth is not a sign that all belongs to God, but a sign that the tenth belongs to God, and the rest is ours, and we are held responsible for what we do with it. The giving of the tenth is not a sign that all belongs to God, but a sign that the tenth belongs to God, and the rest is ours, and we are held responsible for what we do with it. How true this is in Scripture. Look at Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? Was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own, in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. 10% belongs to God, and the rest is ours, to be used wisely and to administrate and to serve the Lord. And the Bible says we must be careful when we go to the house of God or what we say we're going to do with our finances. The Bible says it's better not to vow than to say, Lord, I'm giving you this, and that's what I'm going to do, and then not follow through. While it's in our possession, it's ours. And we can surrender it to the Lord. We can give it to the Lord. But he said, 10% is my due and my right. So we can't say, Lord, I just bought you another Ferrari. He said, you didn't buy it for me. You bought it for yourself. No, you can use it to drive yourself to church, and, you know, you can even put one passenger in there with you. You can bring somebody with you. But he said, it's yours. Be wise. Be cautious. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Commit the tithe. Proverbs 19:17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and God will pay back what he has given. How can I lend to the Lord if it's all his already? The tithe is his, and the 90% is ours, and God says, You can lend some of that to me. You can give beyond the tithe. You can start giving an offering to widows and orphans, to certain missions projects, to certain things. He said, I take that as I'm borrowing money from you because it's your money. It's in your possession, that 90%. But you can start to give more of that. And you can be a blessing. And he said, I will pay back what you have given. And so we understand the principles of the Lord in the matter of tithes, offerings, and alms. We have a discretion. We have a generosity that's required of us. And we can pour out our hearts to the Lord and give to the kingdom of God. We can send up treasure. We can lay up treasure. We send up our finances and we become rich toward God. Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said to the church, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Paul says, when you give to the Lord, there is credit going on in heaven. You are building up your heavenly bank account. You are laying up treasure in heaven because you're giving to the gospel and to the work of the Lord. He said, indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Paul said, I seek fruit that abounds to your account. He said, I want you to have treasure in heaven. I want you to have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. He says, keep sending up your finances by giving them out for the distribution of the gospel, for souls, to spread the work of the Lord and the ministry. Deuteronomy 33, 18 to 20. Prophecies over two of the tribes, 12 tribes of Israel. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out. And Issachar, in your tents. Foreign missions and home missions. Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out. And Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There's only one mountain of significance in the Bible, and that is the mountain of the Lord, the presence of God. God says these people are calling people to the mountain of the Lord. There they shall offer the sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hidden in the sand. Hallelujah. The greatest treasure in this world is souls that we can bring to Jesus Christ. And as we praise, and as we pray, and as we give our finances, and as we work for the kingdom of God, and are concerned about world missions and home missions, there is a bringing out of the earth. There's a treasure being brought to the Lord. We bring out the treasures that are hid in the sand and glorify our living God. The greatest treasure is souls. The greatest treasure is people all over the earth that we can influence by our ministry, by our corporate effort, by our serving, by our finances, and bring to the presence of Jesus Christ. Well, let's close out with Philippians chapter 1. Have the worship ministry return. The Apostle Paul said, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. He said, I'm laying up treasure in heaven. Paul was serious about treasure in heaven. He was serious about eternal reward. Godly people are. Spiritual people are. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. Paul said, I've got a concern for the people of God and the work of God, and I'm going to keep pouring my life and investing it there. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Hallelujah. This will mean fruit for my labor. Paul says, I think I'll stay. I want to gain me more heavenly reward. I want to invest more prayers and more worship and more finances and more ministry into the earth. I want to pour out my life for God, for the kingdom, for the name of Jesus Christ. And lay up more treasure in heaven. So I trust tonight you're encouraged by the message. Let's set our hearts like Jesus said. Let's not get over preoccupied with things of this life, obsessed with things of this life. We know there's moths and rust and thieves. Certain things we need and we need to take care of. But Jesus said, listen, don't let yourself go beyond the bound. Keep a measure on your life. Don't pour out your energy and time and your life into things that'll perish and have no eternal value, but lay up treasure in heaven. Use what you need to use in this life and give your life for the Lord, that you can gain eternal life and gain a great harvest in eternity. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. You know, sometimes we have to check our hearts, don't we? Check our priorities. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If you give your life to worship and prayer and kingdom finances and the church ministry and the people of God, something will happen inside of you. Your heart will follow. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Say, well, my heart isn't there right now. How do I change my heart? Start investing. Start putting your treasure there. And you're going to find something supernatural take hold of you. And you'll say, I want to worship more and more. And I want to pray more and more. And I want to be with the people of God more and more. And I want to give more finances by the grace and ability of God. Because God has changed your priorities. And you know what Jesus meant. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Make to yourselves friends by means of finances and time and investment, that when we go to heaven, there will be many that have come to the gospel from all over the world, from all over the world, because of our efforts and our prayers and our working together for the great and glorious kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. Let's close out tonight. If you'd like prayer for any need, please slip down to the altars tonight. Let's set ourselves before the Lord.